Thank you for downloading this teaching from Freedom Apostolic Resources. It's part of a library that includes audio, video clips, and written resources, available at freedomtrust.org.uk/AR. Now here's Mike Parsons.
Okay, well, we've been looking at this prophetic timetable, and the last couple of weeks we've been looking at transformation. And on here, this area here, level two, the gathering and removing of stumbling blocks and lots of fire. Now, it's no coincidence that we've been getting prophetic words about fire, that where people are seeing the fire of God's presence. But we need to understand what fire means, and we need to understand the power of transformation. So we're really just looking at this as a foundation. And these first few sessions are just setting the scene for transformation. 2 Corinthians 3:18. We're being transformed into the same image, that's the image of Jesus, from one degree of glory to another. So it's a process that we're in. That process brings refining and purifying and glorifying, so that we can go on to from progressive levels of transformation to maturity. It doesn't just happen in one hit. God, over years and years, brings us into maturity, and there are progressive levels of responsibility and authority that go with maturity. We go from being a servant to a bondservant to a steward to a friend to Lord, King, and to Son, and God is taking us through that process. We saw last week that it's God's mercies or his covenant love which is the basis of our transformation. It's what we need to embrace to receive transformation. God's mercies are motivated by his love, and his love motivates us to change. Romans 2:4, or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness, that's his mercy, and tolerance and patience. In other words, God doesn't treat us as he could, or perhaps should. He is so loving that he gives us the opportunities to embrace him, and it's his kindness that leads us to repentance, not his being there with a big stick wanting to punish us and in fear drive us towards something. Actually, it's about his love and his kindness calling us and drawing us and wooing us to that place where we will be willing to surrender and allow him to change and transform our lives. Repentance means a 180-degree change. It means I was going this way, and now I'm totally turned and going a different way. And God wants us to be changed and to go his way. Last week we looked at the whole thing of covenant, and there's a picture, a symbol there, which I explained to you last week in prophetic terms. That picture there is a symbol of infinity, but it's a symbol of covenant. And we come from this place and walk through the place of exchange, which is the place of the cross. It's the trading floor of the cross, the trading floor of the blood of Jesus, in which we go from this realm into the realm of eternity and back, bringing that realm into this dimension. And as we go through the cross, we go into the realm of heaven and bring the government of heaven back into this realm. So it's a continual process and a flowing in the life of God, but it goes through the place of the cross. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. We have to go through the cross, through the veil that he's opened up so that we can come into his presence and come to the Father, because the Father is in the realm of heaven, and he is inviting us into that realm, because there's things where we can be transformed here on earth, but there are lots of things that we need to go into the heavens so that we can come back with those things into this realm. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we need to engage the as it is in heaven, and therefore we have to come. There's only one way, through the cross, through Jesus, through the way to come into that realm. All the promises of God, 2 Corinthians 1:20, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. Now his covenant promises, all of them are fulfilled in Jesus. Therefore we have to go through Jesus to engage the promises. And therefore, covenant is the basis on which we can be transformed, on the basis of exchange. We give our life, and he gives us his life. We give him our sin, he gives us his righteousness. There is an exchange that takes place. So last week we looked at these different covenants. God's MO, his way of operating, is through covenant. Covenant with Adam, Noah, Abraham's seed, Israel, David, Jesus. And all those are fulfilled in Jesus. And as an example of that, we look at the covenant with Adam, Genesis 1:28. God blessed them. God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, and rule over it. So we see blessing, fruitfulness, multiplication, government, all of the stipulations of the covenant. Those were the agreements that were made. So now we see that fulfilled in Jesus. Matthew 28:18. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore, that we go in the same authority and the same blessing, to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That is the same commission that was given to Adam. It's been given to us, because Jesus has fulfilled the covenant that we then can actually come into. Same thing goes in Acts 1:8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, or my testimony on the earth, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, even to the remotest parts of the earth. See, God fulfills his promises in Jesus, and we can operate in that covenant. So all God's covenant promises are fulfilled in Jesus and therefore in us. The new covenant fulfills all the old covenants. Abraham, blessing to the world. We still operate in that. Noah, sowing and reaping. We can operate in that. Moses, being the light of the world. We operate in that. David, to rule on David's throne, on the kingdom. We operate in that. So that's just setting the scene from what we did last week. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. And today we want to look at what is transformation. What is it to be transformed? What are the processes that you have to go through? By the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove what the will of God is. That which is good, acceptable, and perfect. That is the destiny that he has for us, which comes out of eternity, so that we can operate in this realm. But we have to be transformed. We cannot be conformed to the world and do things the world's way. If we're going to be transformed, we have to do it God's way. Transformation, the word equals metamorphosis. Change from one form to another. It is not just a change of clothes. It's not just a superficial patching up makeover. It is a total change from one form into another. A caterpillar to a butterfly is a process of transformation. That is the same thing that God wants to do for us. Take us from being like a caterpillar to being like a butterfly. Another example would be like a tadpole becoming a frog. That's a process of transformation, of change from one form into another. And you'll see which is the easiest in a minute. It's a transformation of spirit. Our spirit is transformed, but also our soul, our mind, emotions, will, our behavior, all becomes transformed, but also our body at a very DNA level becomes transformed. And we'll look at that in a number of weeks' time. John 3:30, this is John the Baptist talking, says, he, talking about Jesus, must increase, I must decrease. That's the process that goes on in transformation. I become less of me, so I can become more of him. So he adds to me what he's like. That's what he does. He adds to me what it's like in him. He takes away from me what it's not like him. So the process is a good process, but it's not an easy process, because we have to surrender. Humility. I present myself to receive this process. And that's where the difficulty comes, because the process is not one that we would choose for ourselves in the flesh, because we like it too easy. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way which seems right to a man. There's always a way that the flesh will offer us, which seems good and seems right, but the end is the way of death. Whenever we try and do things our own way, which is often the easy way, the shortcut, the offer of something for nothing, it produces death. It's the humanistic option. If we want to be transformed, we have to do it God's way. That is the process of the tadpole. It starts off with being born, and our process of transformation starts off with being born again in the spirit. And then there's a process in which the tadpole grows and matures and changes form to become a frog. That's the process of a butterfly. You get born as a caterpillar. Caterpillar lives on the earth, gets into a cocoon, and then comes out as a butterfly. There's lots of shapes of cocoons, some really pretty on the surface. It's not so pretty what goes on inside, because the process is quite difficult when you go into a cocoon. See, a frog can live, after it's been transformed, in dual places, on land and in water. A tadpole could only live in the water. The butterfly can live in dual places, on land and in the air. The caterpillar could only live on the land. See, when you get transformed, you can actually operate in the spirit and in the flesh. You can operate in the realms of heaven and on earth. Everything becomes a transformation that enables us to live in two places, heaven and earth, the same time. We can do it because we are a spiritual being. We can live in the realm of the spirit. Because we also have a body, we can live in this realm, which is the natural realm. So what takes place is a transformation from body, soul, and spirit, which is how we're born naturally, to spirit, soul, and body, where our spirit grows and encompasses our soul, and then encompasses our body, and therefore can usher us into walking in the presence of God. Most of us walk in the presence of God now in the spirit. So we get visions and dreams of heaven, of the presence of God, and we see those things in through our spirit. But actually God wants us to go beyond just our spirit, to our spirit hosting our soul into the presence of God, so we can remember and live out the things that we engage in the heavenly realms. And ultimately, just like Enoch and just like Noah, they walked with God in the realms of heaven, body, soul, and spirit. And we should be able to do that once we've been transformed, because Jesus was. Do you want to be transformed like a caterpillar or a tadpole? You've got a choice, okay? Do you want a cocoon or a pond? Well, I quite like the pond myself, because the tadpole is free to swim around and to enjoy his environment. It's an environment of transformation, but you get to enjoy it. When you're put in a cocoon, it's not so enjoyable because you are restricted. So you can passively succumb to transformation, or you can be active in pursuit of it. Question is, are you willing to fall on the rock and be changed, or does the rock have to fall on you? Because there's a big difference in what goes on. Are you running from or to transformation? And I want you to be serious and think about it, because God is giving us a choice. And if we pursue that transformation process, the process can be speeded up and a lot easier than if we resist it. I want to share a prophetic word that was given to us from Patsy Southway. Deb received this. I feel it's a really strong word for us. It says, sometime in the last 10 days, I woke up early with this. You and hubby, which I guess me, were standing outside the Freedom Center, and a large dark cloud appeared over the whole area where you are. This changed into a canopy, which was stretched right over the whole area where your center is. It had thick, strong ropes coming off it, which were securely rooted. The canopy was green, which speaks to me of life. These were my thoughts. The cloud, representing a round cloud, hovering and brooding over your area, is changing the atmosphere, which will in turn become a canopy. A strong covering of God over the land, which is yours, will be safe, a safe haven for many, a city of refuge. At times this place will become unknown to your enemies, but known to all, that he will bring multiplication upon multiplication. Now, I concur with a lot of stuff there, because it's a lot of stuff which God has spoken to me, which I haven't spoken a lot about, but I know the significant bit is the cloud. Because when a big dark cloud comes over, you can think it's a bad thing. Oh no, there is rain coming. But this cloud is not a bad thing. This cloud is a covering of the presence of God. Because when God comes, he often comes in a cloud. Because if he comes in the fullness of his being, everything that's in his presence gets burnt, severely crisped, dead. You have to go through the cloud of the presence of God to see him face to face. I've been there only a few times in the heavens, gone through the dark cloud to see God face to face. The first time I could only glimpse, and I was out of there really quick. I backed out of it quickly because just the presence of God. Second time I was able to see something more. It's like God comes in a cloud. He is coming, and his presence here right now is quite heavy and quite thick. Now, I'm not just talking about this second, but actually in an atmosphere of where we are in the purposes of God, because he's coming to transform. We have a mandate for transformation that I received a couple weeks ago, and that is released for God to transform us. Now look out if you don't want transformation, because the atmosphere and the environment becomes really hard and really difficult. So I would encourage you to embrace the process, otherwise it will get harder still. The dark cloud is a good cloud. There are lots of other expressions that the Bible uses for transformation. We could think it as a cocoon. You can also see it as a wilderness. Wilderness doesn't seem a very good place, but Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit. So were other people, and we'll look at that another time. Crucible gets very, very hot. A furnace also gets very, very hot. It's our situations and circumstances and relationships that God uses to transform us. It doesn't just happen. The things that we face and the things that we go through and the things that are around us create the environment for change, or not change and run. Because sometimes we don't like the situations and circumstances and we try and get out of them. I'm not talking about the things that the enemy does and all that. I'm talking about the things that God does. And we really need to understand that a lot of them look dark and cloudy. So often we assume, oh, that must be a bad thing. I will avoid it. Don't avoid the circumstances of your life. Overcome them and grow through them so that we can be transformed and changed. Often when that dark cloud comes, questions get asked. And we suddenly find we feel really insecure. Who am I? Where am I? What am I? Why am I? And it's totally natural to think that way. And it's a good thing, because in that cloud, you get an opportunity to start to focus on what God wants to do in your life. And so it's good to ask those things and ask God to show you what is going on in the process. The cloud with overshadows contains the Spirit of God, who starts to brood. And when the Spirit is brooding, things start to move. Because that word brood means to overshadow, and it means to vibrate, and it means to move. Don't run and don't criticize the environment. If you criticize the environment because it's getting hotter, then you will not get the benefit of what God is doing. And often people feel, this is really uncomfortable. I really don't like it here. Get used to it. You need to get used to it. And I'm being serious, because God wants to change and transform us. It's not comfortable. to be changed and transformed. It's really nice sometimes, and yeah, God wants us to be in a place of rest with him. And I'm not talking about our relationship with him, but I'm talking about what he wants to do to transform us. Pursue and embrace the transforming cloud and the fire of God's presence. Don't avoid it. If you avoid it, you just prolong it. And eventually, if you keep avoiding it, actually you miss out on it altogether. There'll be a whole load of people who only get into heaven by fire. In other words, their works will mean nothing. They get no rewards. And there are a whole lot of people who will not end up in heaven at all, because they do not embrace what God wants to do in their lives. When you get overshadowed, it gets dark and it feels restrictive and hot and disorientated. That's okay. It's okay, because what it's saying is you need to allow God to change you. So don't start looking too much about, oh no, I don't understand this. Just surrender to the process. You may feel like you're falling apart. It's quite normal to feel that way when God starts to vibrate over you and starts to shake everything. Because everything you thought was good, which is of the flesh, needs to be removed. So a lot of people feel like, I am falling apart. Actually, no, you're being put back together, reassembled in the correct order. For that to take place, all the old bits need shaking off, so God can add to you the things of himself that brings you back together. Heat and pressure turn coal into diamonds. A lot of heat and a lot of pressure. Also, weeds get turned into compost, fertile soil, by heat and pressure. The more you load on the weeds, the hotter it gets in the compost pile, and it gets turned into good soil. Our hearts get challenged in this process of transformation. Our identity as sons is forged in the fires of adversity and challenge. Sorry? It's how God does it. Don't blame me. It's how God does it, and God knows best. Because he knows we do not change on our own. We get comfortable and we like to be settlers. God does not want us to settle. James 1:2, you know these scriptures, I'm just going to read them. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, let endurance have its perfect result, so you may be perfect, complete, lacking in nothing. Who wants to be perfect, complete, lacking in nothing? Well, sorry, you've got to go through the trials. That's the process. Acts 2:22. Strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, saying, through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom. Romans 5:3. Not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, perseverance proven character hope. Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. We have the Holy Spirit with us, and we have God's love in our hearts to enable us to go through this process of change, because he loves us. It's his mercies which are the foundation of that. When the caterpillar goes into the cocoon, its body gets completely dissolved. It doesn't look an awful lot like a butterfly. When we go through this process, there needs to be a complete change. And we have to let those things which are not of God actually be dissolved. Heat turns the body to mush. That's what it's like, a whole soup inside the cocoon. At that, the DNA of the caterpillar genes get switched on, and the DNA encodes new genes to form a butterfly. This stuff takes place in our lives, and as we'll see during this series, we'll see that at a genetic level, when we break bread, actually things are getting re-encoded, and we're taking on the DNA of God. There's a struggle that takes place to come from the cocoon. That struggle produces the strength to fly and to overcome. If you try and help a butterfly out of the cocoon, it never flies. We have to go through the struggles to enable us to fly and come into the full realms of the things of maturity that God has for us. This overshadowing and brooding and vibrating of the Holy Spirit is what produces the change. And there's lots of scriptures around that. Genesis 1:2, very Spirit hovering over the waters, bringing creation back into order. Second creation. Luke 1:35, Mary, the Holy Spirit comes over Mary and overshadows her, vibrates over her, and actually produces Jesus within her. Exodus 19:6, when God came, there was a thick cloud and thunder and lightning and flashes on the mountain, fire. It's what God comes when he comes to change something. Acts 2, tongues of fire came over them. Now we get this nice little picture of these little bits of fire on top of their heads, and it was all very pretty. It was a very transforming process. That tongues of fire was the fulfillment of what happened on Mount Sinai when the children of Israel rejected marriage with God and sent Moses in their stead. Here, they did not reject marriage with God and they received the fire of the Holy Spirit. Acts 9:3, Paul traveling along the road to go and persecute Christians, suddenly a light from heaven flashed all around him. Transformation. Not an easy thing. He was blind for a few days. Because of that was when there was no cloud. It caused blindness. Couldn't see anything else because the light was so bright. Overshadowing. The vibrating energy of the Holy Spirit causes a shaking of the old things and a realignment of things and a resonance. Resonance is where two things come into vibrating frequency together. We call it a harmony of our identity and our destiny coming together. And this is what God is wanting to do. He wants to bring us into the fullness of our identity, the fullness of our destiny as sons of God. Sons of God, back restored to what would have happened if Adam and Eve had not sinned. They were sinless at that point, but they weren't perfect. They were not like Jesus. So they would have gone through a process. We get the opportunity of going through the same process. It is a difficult process. Matthew 11:12 says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Violent men take it by force. This is not a sit back and passive process. It is a choice to surrender, but you have to fight and press in and press on to it. Don't give up. Sometimes it feels really hard when you're going through a process. And some of you guys who are in House of Heroes, you know what it's like to be in this cocoon, in this place where you are restricted and God puts his restrictions on you to change and transform you. And some of you fight and don't want to stay in it. And you try and run from it. Just like we do in our transformation processes, sometimes we try and fight and run from it. God wants us to fight for it and to press into it. Pursue your inheritance. Don't be a settler. Don't settle for second best. Don't settle for remaining a child and an infant, baby. We need to mature to be true sons of God, to be like Jesus, pioneers who will take and fulfill Adam's covenant to transform the universe. Don't try and help someone out of a cocoon. It is so tempting when you see people going through this sort of process to try and help them out. Don't. Don't help them out of the cocoon. If you do, they will never fly. The struggle enables the flight. Encourage and support, but don't try and remove the struggle. It's like so often, because we think when people are going through a difficult time, actually, well, let's get them out of it. Don't enable them to come out of it. Enable them to stay in it through support and encouragement. Don't try and avoid the process ourselves. Let's pursue it. Okay. Hebrews 5:12 talks about a process of becoming from a baby to a mature person. And in the things of the kingdom of God and in the things that God has done in the past, everything up to the last 2 years of my life has been like milk. It didn't seem like milk at the time, but now where we are and where God is opening up the levels of revelation, the books are open and the prophetic stuff's being revealed. Everything that he's done up till now is just baby stuff. It was for babies. So all the stuff with the gifts of the Holy Spirit and baptism of the Holy Spirit, baby stuff. All the past revivals and stuff that he's done, baby stuff. So just imagine what the adult stuff is going to be. Because we don't need to continue to have milk. We need to eat solid food and become mature. We need to train our senses to engage in the levels and realms of government of the kingdom, which go beyond the baby stuff into the full manifestation of kingdom authority from heaven to earth. God has moved, and he wants us to chase after him to maturity. He's moved, and therefore, where we are becomes uncomfortable, and things no longer work when he's moved. So if we still try and drink milk, it no longer satisfies us. If we try and do things the way we always done them, they suddenly no longer work. See, God is moving us from his presence to his glory. And what we've had in his presence is wonderful. But actually he wants to go much deeper. He wants to take us much higher into the glory, so that we can live in dual realms, so we can be truly manifested sons on the earth. God has been calling us deep to engage heaven. He's been calling us to a supernatural lifestyle. And I don't mean just operating in the gifts of the Spirit, but living from heaven and bringing heaven to earth. He's calling us out of the wilderness into our true inheritance of the promised land. He is calling us to bring his kingdom government from heaven to earth. Don't resist it, embrace it and pursue it, because this is what will produce true sonship. Jesus embraced the cross from the suffering because for the joy that was set before him. The joy is us. See, when we embrace transformation, the joy will be the manifestation of God's kingdom in our lives and through our lives, to transform the world. The whole earth, the whole universe is groaning, waiting for mature sons. And there are very few. So God is speeding up the process of transformation for us in these days. Be ready to move when the pillar of fire or cloud moves. It's like God is moving. Don't stay where you are. I believe God has moved already. And he's desiring that we pursue him in that. He's not where he was anymore. Some of you are finding your old things don't work anymore. There's no life in them anymore. Because God is not doing things the way he was. You know, everything I learned about engaging God, I've had to relearn in the last few years. To engage him at a whole different level. It was okay as a baby to suck my thumb. It isn't okay now as an adult. I need to do things as an adult. I need to become mature. See, glory and grace depart slowly. They didn't realize the glory had left the temple in the Old Testament. See, God departs and leaves things so that actually we don't want to stay where we are. He wants us to move and chase him. Fall on the rock. You know, it's like God will put you under pressure to change. If you don't pursue it, you still have a choice, but things will get harder and harder. You don't need that. You don't need to that. If you pursue God and pursue it, you know, he will enable us to move things. When you get transformed and you get into the place of transformation, the deepest things will come to the surface. At the moment, God is dealing with the surface stuff. As I will teach more stuff, I will teach about the deeper things that God is going to do in transformation. And deal with the things at the very deepest DNA level that are in our seed line, because he wants to transform it. Stuff will get revealed. It's okay. Don't try and cover up. In this process, you cannot put fig leaves on the things that get exposed. Just let them be exposed. When we deal with things from a heavenly perspective, we step into the realm of the glory of God and we get a robe of righteousness. God does not care about the rubbish in our past. He cares about the transformation for our future. Transformation is because he loves us, Transformation is the only way to maturity. Maturity is the only way to sonship, and sonship is the only way to true fulfillment of our destiny. We can't stay as we are. We have to be transformed, because the whole restoration of the universe depends on us. God's people, he's called into restoration. Now, I want to finish with this scripture, and I dare you to pray it. I'm going to read it to you in the message, Psalm 139:23-24. This is a prayer which gives God permission to transform your life. It says in this version, "Investigate my life, O God, find out everything about me," as if he doesn't know already, but he wants us to present ourselves, "cross-examine and test me, get a clear picture of what I'm about, see for yourself whether I've done anything wrong, then guide me on the road to eternal life." So if you want to embrace this, I'd encourage you to stand and let's pray this together. Psalm 139, verse 23. But don't just do it because I've just said do it. Do it because you want to embrace the process of allowing God to transform your life. Let's pray it through a couple of times. Okay? "Search me thoroughly, O God. Know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any hurtful way in me and lead me in the everlasting way. Search me thoroughly, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts and see if there be any hurtful way in me and lead me in the everlasting way." Now, Father, I just pray that you will overshadow those who've prayed that prayer from their heart. Overshadow them, let the Spirit of God hover and brood over them and vibrate and shake free everything which is not of you, so they will decrease and you will increase. You will realign them into their kingdom destiny purpose that's come from eternity and manifest it in this arena of life to bring your kingdom from heaven to earth. Just reveal your people as sons, but take us through the process of transformation, of refining and purifying, that will cleanse us and change us into the image of your Son. And I just give you full permission as we have prayed this prayer to transform us as a church, to transform everything that we do corporately, to change anything that's not of you, to change anything that we do as a church and ministries associated with us into your full heavenly blueprint, the apostolic blueprint from heaven, to transform us and realign us into the shape that you've called us to have and to be. Lord God, we just bless you and thank you for this process that you're taking us in, because you love us, because we have a covenant of exchange with you where we give you all our junk and you release all your blessing to us. Lord, we just bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you've been blessed by this teaching from Mike Parsons, come and visit our website, freedomtrust.org.uk/A/R, where you'll find a whole range of resources. God has given us a mandate to raise up a Joshua generation who will enter into the promises of God and encourage others to do the same. Are you part of that Joshua generation? Is God calling you to partner with us? We'd like to invite you to connect with us on social media. You'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, and on our Sons of Issachar blog. Freedom Apostolic Resource Center. We're here to help you and others find and fulfill your destiny.